Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. It happens. At some point or another, we all feel like we hit a brick wall and start wondering why you're doing this anymore. And you might get to the point where you think, that's it, I'm done. I'm shutting down my crochet business. I'm quitting. I'm walking away and leaving it all behind. But the question is why? Why do you feel that way? If it's because the passion has gone, and you're no longer enjoying it, it feels like a chore, you may as well be at the 9-to-5 job. If that's the reason, then okay. Making a success of your own business really is a passion. And if you lose that spark, it's very difficult to get it back again. And if that's the place you're in, then maybe it's just time for a break. Sometimes a break can do us good. Sometimes having a think about, you know, if it really is the end of the road for having a business of your own, or whether you just need to change it. But that has to come from you, and that is a decision only you can make. If you just need a break, if you're just tired, only you can decide if it's possible for you to restart. But what if that's not the reason? What if the reason is because you're not getting sales? Because the number of your followers isn't increasing, because you're not getting enough inquiries. If that's the reason you want to quit, well, let's have a chat about it. There is no denying that running your own business, having your own crochet business, the challenges are multiple. Everyone seems to be starting a side hustle. The internet is crowded with businesses advertising, whether that's small independent businesses or multinational conglomerates and everything in between. You could then got the challenges of the cheap imports from places like Shein and Temu, who are flooding cheap goods everywhere. More people than ever are designing crochet patterns. More people than ever have YouTube channels. More people than ever have blogs. There's a lot of noise, there's a lot of competition, and it can feel like you're a very small fish in a very big pond and you just cannot make headway. All that is true. But it's also true that you're not trying to conquer the world, you're just trying to claim your small piece of it. And you don't need to compete with everyone, you just need to concentrate on your little area. And what I mean by that is that you're not trying to compete with everyone. Not every crocheter is going to have the same niche as you. Not every YouTube channel is going to be producing the same content as you. You don't need to worry about the competition. You need to worry about you. And if you're not standing out from the crowd, it's because you're not telling the crowd who you are and what you can offer. There is a market for your crochet. You just have to get in front of the right people. And often when we are trying to promote ourselves, we're trying to talk to everyone in the hope that we'll come and get a sale. And this approach is called spray and pray. You shout to everyone in the hope that you'll get someone's attention. What you actually need to do is to speak to very particular people. You're not trying to speak to the entire crowd. You're trying to talk to those who are interested in your niche. If you are into nursery decor, you are trying to shout to new parents or soon-to-be new parents. You're not interested in grandma, friends and family. You are specifically talking to the soon-to-be parents. That's the only people you want to talk to. Everybody else just needs to ignore you and move on. If you are selling kids' hair accessories, then you're shouting to parents of little girls. People who have little girls in the family and would like to buy presents for them. You are not shouting to anybody who have teenage boys. Unlikely, anyway. You're probably not trying to get the attention of people with teenage girls. If you are making hair accessories specifically for young girls, the people who care for them are the only people you're trying to talk to. If you create crochet patterns that only use the brioche technique, then you're only trying to get the attention of those who are interested in that technique. People who only crochet granny squares, they're not going to want to know about you, so you don't want to talk to them. You really have to refine your promotion, your marketing, who you're speaking to, what your message is. That's how you get yourself standing out. And if you're listening to this going, yeah, I know all this, and I'm sure many of you do, the problem is that knowing something and making it happen are two different things. You can have all the knowledge, but if you don't put... So let's say you aren't putting this into practice. Well, maybe the problem is that you're getting sales, but you're not making enough sales because you're not bringing in enough money. The answer to that is simple. Raise your prices. And then you're going to tell me that if I do that, I'm going to lose customers. Well, you'll lose the customers that you have now, but there's new customers out there. If you're not making enough money from what you sell, either you're not making enough sales, because no business can survive on 3 or 4 sales a week, or you're not making a profit from every sale. And so you could have a full order book and still not be bringing enough money in. So if you're not making enough sales, then that goes back to the marketing. Be specific in who you're talking to, you'll get more sales. Because if you spray and pray, you will get some sales, but you will not get a lot. However, if you're getting a lot of sales and not bringing enough money in, that's a pricing issue. And if you're sat there thinking, no one's got the budget if I raise my prices. And when you say that, what you actually mean is that you don't have the budget. You don't know what's in anybody else's bank account. You're making assumptions. And they're probably based on you, because we tend to make these assumptions based on our own circumstances. Yes, the economy is terrible. Yes, there is a cost of living crisis, but only those at the bottom of the ladder are affected by it. Those further up the economic ladder are not. People who have money in the bank do exist. They are not experiencing the squeeze that people at the bottom are. They do not have the same financial situation as you do. And if you start raising your prices and talking to the people higher up the financial ladder, you will find you'll get sales. Because not everyone is being hit by the economy equally. Far from it. And sometimes it can be quite difficult to get a head around that just because you cannot afford higher price items doesn't mean nobody else can. And yes, that means you're going to have to change your approach. You're going to have to change your marketing and who you're talking to. You may have to go and find different Facebook groups. You may have to go and find different Instagram hashtags. You may have to change your descriptions in your Etsy shop. You have to go and figure out how to get into the mind of the people further up the economic ladder than your current customers are in. And that's the key to raising your prices. you may be talking to a different person than what you have been. But raising your prices is not an issue. If you deliver on everything you say you will, you have the quality of the crochet, you have the quality of the yarn, you have something that's fashionable and fits into trends. If you're doing all of that, raising your prices, you will still get sales. It all depends on who you are marketing to. And it's got to be the people with the money. And there is nothing to be ashamed of about raising your prices. There is nothing to be ashamed of about changing who you're talking to. You're not turning around and telling people that they can't buy your crochet. You're just saying, well, these are my prices now. You don't need to apologize for that. It's just business. It's not personal. It's just business. So you need to run your business like a business and go to who can pay for that. Ferrari does not apologize for selling cars that cost hundreds of thousands of pounds. They are very proud of the fact that they sell cars for that price. You should be proud that you have products that you can sell for a high price too. You just got to change how you market them. So this is all well and good if you're selling what you make, but what if your problem is selling enough crochet patterns or getting enough people onto your blog or viewing your YouTube channel? Well, it all comes down to your SEO. You've got to get found in search results. So you got to go out and learn. What keywords have you got in your blogs? What keywords have you got in your YouTube videos and descriptions? What keywords are you using in your Ravelry or Etsy listings? All of these online options come down to getting found in search results. You need to get on Google's front page for your search term. The people are out there. There are more people than ever surfing the internet. More people than ever looking to the internet to answer their problems, having videos to view, blogs to read, patterns to crochet. More people than ever are using the internet for all these things. And it's all about learning. You have to learn this skill and then you're going to practice it. It takes time. And have you given it enough time? Have you done the learning and put it into practice? Getting on the internet and being found through search results is, it sounds really simple, but it takes a lot of work. You got to have content put out consistently. If you're selling crochet patterns, you need to have a reputation. It's always a great idea to have a blog or a YouTube channel or a really active social media to kind of back you up. But you still got to rely on search results to get your patterns found. You got to find different ways to promote them. For blogs and YouTube, it's all about consistent content. The more consistently you put out content, the more the search results know that you're reliable, they know that you are active, and they are more likely to push your results up. But you've also got to be putting out content that is quality and that is based on something people are searching for. That means research. That means learning the skill of creating that content, whether it's videos or something being written for a blog. You've got to learn that skill. You've got to practice it. It takes time. You are not going to become a YouTuber or a blogger that brings in a consistent income overnight. It simply doesn't happen. You've got to give it at least a year of putting out content, maybe every week or at least 2 or 3 times a month to get that happening. Well, you got to give it a lot of time. Those things are not quick. Becoming a crochet pattern designer and making that income is not quick. Becoming a blogger is not quick. Becoming a YouTuber is not quick. These take time and you've got to give them that time. You've got to give them a lot of time. You've got to have patience. But as long as you learn, as long as you do the research and you give it time and consistently put out content, you will get there. Different ways of bringing in an income have different issues. But if you are giving up or thinking about giving up because you're not getting sales, you're not making enough money, you're not getting enough inquiries, then you've got to change something. And what you need to change means having an honest conversation with yourself as to what the problem is. So over in the Hooked on Success podcast, I'm going to be talking about some tips about what you can do to tweak it up a bit. If you are in this situation, what are the steps you can take right now to decide what your future is? You do not have to quit your business if it's not what you truly want. But the question is it what you truly want? Or are you just feeling really tired that nothing is happening? So if you want to come and listen to that, then come and join us in the podcast. The link is in the show notes, or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and come and have a listen right now. So thank you for listening. And don't forget to come and join the Facebook group where you can ask any questions you have. But otherwise, I shall see you next time. And thanks for listening. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/thewipclub.